Blog Talk Radio.
And gentlemen, welcome to the premier podcast, The Attic. Yeah, every week, this urban bunch of folks get together and they lay it down type real. Another perspective that you did not see coming. The cast of The Attic. We got Brother Messenger, we got Baby Sis, and we got Baby Bro. We got Nurse Carmen, and Sister Sippy, and of course, we cannot forget Sister Sunshine. Now sit back, relax, and be entertained by the cast of The Attic. Good evening, podcast audience. This is co-producer, and it's Wednesday night, and it's time for the podcast, The Attic. Sit back, relax, and we hope to be very entertaining as we talk about current events from a perspective that you probably did not see coming. Good evening, crew. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Can't complain.
Just great.
Okay, yeah, wait, hold on. it's like a parent. Every week we must go through this, but...
Said y'all need a new DJ, I'm your man. Prisoners of mind, a challenge. Run alcohol.
All right, now we ready? Okay.
We're ready.
Thank you. All I needed was just a little bit of energy. We can go ahead and Major Tom can tell Ground Control we're clear for liftoff. Hey, listen, very interesting week this week. Again, this being an urban-based podcast, again, a lot of our topics, a lot of our subject matter. Hell, let's tell the truth. All of our topics and all of our subject matter pretty much come from a perspective, man, of who we are. And again, we are a very different cast of people. So when you hear some of the comments that come out, again, that's just a reflection of different positions that we take on things. And I tell you from the beginning, if the Attic isn't your particular brand of vodka, change your drink because the show's going to stay as it is. We get started tonight talking about, hey, good old home USA, good old home, home of the brave, land of the free. But it ain't home of the brave or land of the free for everybody. It never has been, and it never will be. And I'm sorry, mm-hmm. But one day I hope it to be, but I don't see that day coming real soon. You know, we talk about unfair treatment, and again, as a Black American, I don't call myself African, I call myself an American. As a Black American, every day in this country, life situations, just seem to always be tilted not in my favor simply because of the color of my skin. And again, it sounds like we're back in 1969 waiting for 1950 waiting for Rosa Parks to go get on a bus and let the civil rights movement start. That's the same conversation they had then. This is the same conversation we're having now. As a nation, I don't know what the fixation is with keeping people of color down, but America as a nation has bought into that. And when I say as a nation, those lawmakers, those people who write laws, or we pay our taxes to protect and serve. Those are the folks I'm talking about. Every, naturally, we're not talking about every person that's not a part, because they side with us, or they join people of color in trying to bring out some of the inequalities that exist. So, you know, we talk about being violated. There's a story being floated around. And let me tell you something. We could probably randomly search Google and never stop finding stories about black people being violated somewhere in America solely because of who they are.
That's
now,
right,
I got to tell you, sometimes, I mean, it doesn't matter about the color of your skin. You can act a certain way, and somebody need to give you a little get right. But if you're going to give out get right, everybody needs some get right. Don't hold or just keep your get right for a group of people. And when I say get right, I'm talking about that proverbial ass whooping that police have become known for. Hey, you know, down in South Florida, there was a video circulating around about Damia Loving, Damia Loving. Did anybody see that video?
Yes. Absolutely.
Maybe my eyes or my vision was all messed up. But maybe just tell me about that video, please.
There was a, as you said, a video circulating, and it was, I think it was Dade. Was that Dade County?
Yeah, Dade County, South Miami.
Dade County.
And,
Miami.
Dade County, right. There was a young lady, two young ladies, I believe it was, that called the police because there was a neighbor that pulled a shotgun on them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And when the, I think, five officers, they said, came to
the
scene?
Yep.
And when the five officers came, they began to explain what happened, and in the process of that taking place, of course, you're going to be upset and you're going to be emotional because someone just put a shotgun in your face.
Yeah, that's right.
And in the course of all of that taking place, somehow she ended up getting arrested, but it was in the manner in which it happened. It was very forceful, very, you know, aggressive, to where she was, you know, thrown to the ground, you know, body slammed, headlocked.
No,
it was just, it was just really over the top.
Yo, so
it was ridiculous, actually.
I thought that's what I seen. But just a quick recap: a black lady called the police.
Yep.
Because somebody, I think, called her a hoe and then pulled a shotgun.
Yes.
And
that's
she's
right.
The one that ended up going to jail.
Uh-huh.
Correct. And the gentleman that pulled the shotgun on her never even got arrested at all.
Right.
At all.
Right.
See, and you know,
at all.
That, and let me tell you something. See, that's that kind of shit that at some point.
And I said, gentlemen, that's a joke. But go ahead.
Right.
Yeah. But see, at some point, the nation gonna get tired of that shit. And again, you know for a fact, man, I'm not one. I don't advocate violence. I don't. But I'm just saying, at some point, it's like a powder keg. It's going to have to erupt. And did you see my brother Roland Martin? Yeah, that's my dude when it comes to the news. But when brother Roland was saying, as you know, what was his statement that he made?
In regards to what, the whole situation?
Roland said at some point, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. He said, you know, pretty soon,
yes,
they're going to pull up and start catching it right in the face. You know, I mean,
people will take matters into their own hands. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, now let me tell you something. And again, and here's the sad part of that whole shit right there. Here's the sad part is people get fed up with shit, and sometimes they don't think rationally. And what I mean by that is you get tired of the system not supporting you and you start doing your own thing. Well, your own thing, whatever your own thing might be, all I'm saying is to the lawmakers and to the nation, we got to be better than this. because this is not going to just continue keep happening and people just, because you know what happens? When people understand that if I call the police, I got a chance of going to jail, then I won't call them, and then this shit will get back to some old Wild Wild West type environment. I'll handle it myself. Yeah, I'll handle it myself any way I see fit, because by me calling the police, that's going to be bad for me. And he goes, and I say like Snoop Dogg said on one of his rap records, and you know what make that even more fucked up? Our tax dollars pay for that shit. So if you think about it, we pay not only police officers, but we pay people to mistreat us.
But what I found very disturbing was one of those officers was a woman, okay? And the girl was saying, okay, my phone is dead. Okay, my one of my children is sick. Okay, I want to go check on my child. And they told her to calm down. She said, okay, I'm calm. Did anybody notice she said that when that was being said? She said, okay, I'm calm. And she stopped. Now, to me, that should have been it. If they didn't have any other questioning for her, because apparently they weren't really doing anything, she kept telling them he went that away. He went that way. And she was pointing to where, you know, the direction of where he went. And I don't know, to me, they just really weren't handling the situation well at all.
No, it was like
to me, they were being more combative with her than trying to actually get to the bottom of what happened.
Well, if you notice that one cop, that Spanish cop, you was the one that was doing all the shit, telling her to calm down.
To me, it was just not being handled right at all. They just weren't handling it right at all.
Right.
And even when she wasn't calm, quote unquote, wasn't calm, she still wasn't crazy. You know what I mean?
Right. She wasn't doing. She was just telling her story.
The way he jumped on her, it didn't call for that. It didn't call for the
crazy
way he jumped on her at all. At all. It really didn't.
She only got hyped up
like that because to me he was kind of like baiting her to get to that point.
Right.
Because you know to me it's like he made her almost get to that point.
Well, I mean, think about
that. That's how it.
If somebody flashes a shotgun in your face, right? Either one of two things. Either you a goddamn superhero. I'm gonna say either you a superhero or you some other kind of shit that you don't get nervous. You a superhero or you a United States Marine that you're not gonna get nervous. Now everybody else might get a little nervous.
A little bit, yep.
They weren't showing her any kind of compassion or understanding or anything. And I think that's why she was getting so upset and frustrated.
And they kept
telling her to calm down. Really?
Calm
I just
down.
Had a shotgun pointed in my face.
And they were shouting, you know, Baker Act, and we're going to Baker Act her. And they were just instigating.
But watch this. Here's where the nation shows its fucked up head at. Now, you got video, you got cameras, you got all that shit. But watch what happened to these police officers. You see, and this is what I'm saying by being a responsible nation. All you have to do, I'm speaking from the perspective that you really want to stop this shit. Okay,
right.
That's the perspective I'm speaking from. All you got to do is penalize them goddamn police officers when they come up wrong like that, man. Now, there's no way in hell that you're going to look at that situation and say the officers were warranted in anything that they did other than fail to go find the goddamn shooter. But what's going
to
happen?
But to me, that woman police officer, to me, she should have felt some type of, you know, especially when the girl was like, my child is sick, my phone is dead.
Right.
As a woman to woman, to me, she could have just stepped in and told the other officer and the woman, okay, everybody just calm down. Everybody, she could have, to me, stepped in and kind of calmed that whole situation. It was five officers there. Five of them was there. Somebody else could have stepped in and took control of that and brought that down another notch where it didn't have to get to
that
point.
That's not our job to do that. They playing it by ear. They just going along with the cop that was trying to take
it. What do you mean it's not her job to do that? It's five officers there. What do you mean it's not her job to do that?
Hey, let me tell you
something. Can I give you guys another can I give you another perspective on that?
Sure.
The whole situation?
Okay.
Let's just say, now I'm not justifying anything. I just want us to think about it, okay? I'm not saying right or wrong or anything, but what happens if those two girls, just for the sake of argument now, were hookers, and they were hanging out in front of his house all the time, and because they're hookers, there's also crackheads and stuff there, and he felt threatened. Florida is a carry gun law, open gun type of thing. Shoot first. That is what's going on in Florida. So now, once again, I'm not justifying anything, but how would you see that if it was coming from that perspective?
It don't matter.
Well, first of all, to put a gun in someone's face?
She made a call for help for her.
Yes.
It wasn't
her. Gun in her face.
Right.
Did you look at the video? Did you look at the video?
No, he didn't.
Did you look at the video?
Yeah, I looked at the video. I did not say that was the case. I just presented a different picture to look at to determine would we judge it the same way. That's all I'm asking.
And
I didn't say anybody was right or wrong.
Step further,
I can't say because that's not what happened, so I can't say. I can't say because that's not what happened.
Supposing the cops knew her as being a known prostitute.
That's what I'm saying. And then he turned around and said that was the case.
You had to treat her like that?
Exactly. Because we're dealing with what was in front of us. We're dealing with the fact that the way the officer actually treated her.
Yeah.
We're not talking about what type of person she was and what she did for
there
a living. We're not talking about that. We're talking about why he jumped on her, meaning the officer. That's the issue at hand. Not what she did for a living and... That's not the issue.
Thank you.
That's the problem because what ends up happening is when somebody gets killed, that's exactly what the media does. They start looking into people's background and then they start judging them. And what you just did is what the media does, and that's wrong.
No. Once again, because we focus in on this one thing, it's an injustice. And I'm agreeing with everyone that it is an injustice. But please know, there's always two sides to every story.
I get that, but I'm saying what you just did, though, that is what the media does. Because when somebody gets killed, the first thing they do is they look into their background, and then they begin to character assassinate the person as to what happened to them. Instead of looking at the fact that the officer killed them, the officer killed that individual, and shouldn't have done that, and that's the fact. Instead of looking at what the person did for a living or whatever, that has nothing to do with why the person got killed.
Okay,
say that anything that they did was okay? I did not say that.
All I'm saying
they were walking down the street and they were prostitutes. If they were prostitutes, it had nothing to do with why the officer jumped on her like that.
All I'm saying is,
to me, one had nothing to do with the other.
Regardless of what the ladies were doing, I know this much, and this much is a fact. Now, from the story now, if the ladies was hanging out in front of that man's house selling ass or whatever they was doing, they called the police. The man didn't call the police.
That's right, it was the ladies.
So right away, I don't care what I was doing, that don't give you a right to flash a gun in my face. And if
that's the bottom line.
I'm the victim right now. Until you saw what I was
happening.
They never went to the man with the shotgun. They just tried to get those two girls to calm down. In other words, what they did was, all they did was they played to their body cam. In other words, them girls were not upset. I don't know what they did, but I know from the video I've seen, when they approached them with the calm down, they weren't upset. All the police were doing for speaking words that could be recorded. So when they do the shit that they had already decided they're going to do, we got videos of saying, wait a minute, we was trying to treat her right. As you see, we tried to get her to calm down, but she wasn't calm. And let me tell you something, don't nothing make you more fucking excited than you calm and another asshole telling you, calm down, calm down.
Right.
You know, I'm calm, I'm calm. No, calm down, calm down. Yo, man, I'm calm. And then your voice starts to escalate. So all I'm saying to that was some fucked up shit from the from down in Miami. They called the cops and went to jail. That ain't how that's supposed to go. That's all I'm really saying. Now, again, after they find out what happened, there might be some other charges. But on the initial outset, I don't care if I'm a robber, killer, murderer. If I call the cops, again, now, if I'm convicted, then my ass will be locked up somewhere. But my background does not determine what kind of police protection I get when I call the police.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. That's my point. That's my point. That is my point.
So the police officer was suspended or relieved of his duties or something. But newly released video says Dima Loving never threatened the officer, spoke clearly, and became agitated only after repeated questioning and threats from the officer.
Yep.
He takes out his handcuffs. Three officers push her into a chain link fence and taken into custody. She was charged with disorderly conduct and resisting. Police officer was suspended last week. And that's all I got so far.
Okay. But again,
can I comment?
It's a start to the fact of what they did, how they handled that was wrong. And if the police department, normally I make them pay me for my private consultant fees, but if they really wanted to make a difference in society, then you got to start punishing police officers who are accused of this kind of bullshit.
Wait, I have something else. The guy with the shotgun was arrested about a week later, charged with ag assault with a deadly weapon, and booked. He's got a $5,000 bond.
Wow. But it was a week later, right?
A week later.
They said Thursday. It happened late Thursday night. So I'm guessing like 3 days later, maybe. I don't know what day it happened.
But again, if Florida continues in that manner, when police officers and again, let me take a moment here just to salute my brothers in blue, because I know that's a
wait.
I know that's,
it happened March 5th, and she was arrested last Thursday, a week ago tomorrow. Sorry for the interrupt.
No. Okay, to my brothers in blue, I know that's a tough ass job you got, but again, you got to know that when you take the damn job though. So again, for that 95%. 96% police officers out there doing their job. You know, my hat's off to you. In fact, this bud's for you. But that 4% that's out there doing that crooked, slick shit that's messing it up for everybody else, see, y'all got to check them yourself. And when we talked about not being that police woman's position to stop that, you got to remember, when that incident is over, she got to work with them people, man. And let me tell you something. Sometimes, right or wrong, I know that's wrong, but I ain't saying shit because I got to work with this. This is my partner. And some shit he do, I got to eat.
There was five of them out there, though. Five.
Yeah,
there was five of y'all out there. Nobody ain't going to say nothing? Nobody?
No.
But you know what's funny? You know what's funny, though? Check this out. Again, and kind of in defense of police officers, kind of. Let's say, for example, if a police officer stops a pregnant woman from walking down the street, I'm just giving you an example, and for whatever reason, he starts fighting with that pregnant woman, and all she was doing was walking down the street. Every other police officer that comes on the scene is going to start beating that pregnant woman ass because all they know right now is one of their officers is engaged in an altercation. So to the police officers on set, you know, they'll sort that shit out later. But when you first get on set, even if that police officer is wrong and billy clubbing your ass, every other police officer that get on set is going to join in with that, because all they know right now is one of their police officers are in trouble. So sometimes we'll look at that video and you see four or five people involved in some shit. And again, it's two, it's really one or two involved, and everybody else is going along with it. And when I say going along, go ahead.
I guess my thing is, it's not what you do, it's just how you do it. All you had to do is just help to just calm the situation down. I'm not saying that she had to take a side. It's just a matter of how you could have just calmed that situation down. That's all she would have had to do. That's all. That's it.
Can I interject for a second?
Hey,
can I interject for a second?
Go ahead, man. Hold on 1 second, brother Al. Go ahead, brother Messenger.
Okay.
The point that I was saying was, we realized that all of that was just totally foul, but it's something that happens to us on a constant basis. We know that. So all I was trying to get the panel to do is to flip the script and put themselves in, let's say, the man's position if it was something notorious going on, per se. That's all I was asking. I didn't hear
whatsoever.
Panel
was
Can I interject?
Go ahead, brother Al.
This is out. Can I interject something? I like to piggyback on what Brother Ronnie just said. I didn't see the video, but I'd like to know, what type of neighborhood was this in? Was this in like a bad neighborhood?
They didn't really show it. They didn't scan it per se. They just showed it in one particular, just her by a gate. They didn't really scan
the whole
neighborhood.
The reason why I say that is because police officers are human beings, and they're conditioned to act a certain way. And if they go into a neighborhood that probably has some sort of, you know, hostile, let's just say a hostile neighborhood or hostile environment, they're gonna act that way. They're gonna act accordingly. I mean, I'm not saying that it's right. But if you were a police officer and you were called to a bad neighborhood, and you're going to be, your policing is going to be a little bit different than if it was in, let's just say, a more upscale neighborhood. And I think think that's what happens a lot of times also. Not to make any excuse for the police officers, but they're just products of their environment. When they go into that environment, if people are known for acting out for little or nothing, that's how they're going to respond.
Yeah, but see,
the police had experience with the guy with the gun. He's got a long history. He's been arrested a bunch of times. He's got assault. You know, the police are familiar with him. But they walked up on two women, with all due respect. Two or more police officers walked up on two women, and one of whom was hysterical. Alleged.
Yes.
Hysterical. I mean, I think Al's got a great point, except when you look at the people involved. Walking up on five dudes is probably a little different than walking up two women.
I mean, they were small in size. Yeah. I mean, they weren't big women. They were, you know, pretty small in size, non-threatening.
Right.
So I don't see where they would have been intimidated by them at all. At all.
Okay. Does anybody know who Angela Davis is?
Is who?
Yeah.
Anybody know what?
Angela Davis?
Yeah. Hold on. Easy, Messenger.
I think that she's in Cuba.
Yeah.
I'm hanging over the new button.
I thank you. I thank you, Al, because that's all I was trying to get. And I'm not saying that anybody, the cops was right in any way whatsoever. I was just trying to put us in a different position, because we know that that's all messed up. We know that.
And
so
Ronnie,
just
and these,
saying that
I mean, Messenger, and these were two minority cops themselves. These were minority cops themselves.
They sure were.
So they should have even known better. They were minority cops themselves.
Suppose that was, and I hate to say this, but suppose that was, they was creeping up down on Governor Street, and some of the women that be out there on Governor Street. And I could really think of.
Right.
I don't even know
if
Governor Street.
If the women on Governor Street called the cops, you can't come at them with the physical like that. Not when they, now, once again,
absolutely,
if you're on patrol and you see some shady looking shit, okay, maybe. But not when I call, man. You can't do, you can't give me the business like that when I call. No. I'm sorry. There's no reason for that. Unless, unless they was high and they meant to call somebody else and fuck around and call them. That'd be an accident. But no, man. If I call the cops, no, you can't. Hey, but listen. You know what, though? But I got an answer for that. I got an answer for, you know, for all that, that old bullshit like that. And my answer is,
the guy who did the shooting down in New Zealand cited our president in his manifesto.
Yeah. But it's not only hate in New Zealand. We have hate groups here. We have hate leaders, David Duke and others, that see him as their president. Here's a guy that couldn't condemn Nazis, whose bigoted language from the time of the campaign, talk about pulling the race card. I mean, he came down that escalator, started talking about Mexicans and Muslims, started talking about the divisions in America.
Is he racist?
He's a guy that...
Is he racist?
Racist thinks he's racist.
Yo, you know who that was. I'm sorry. That was my man, hopefully the next president of these United States.
Mm-hmm.
That was my man, Corey. And that was my intro to Corey, because he's a president candidate, he's a Democratic candidate for president. And I wish he was the only one, y'all. They got so many people running for president right now. See, that's that bullshit. Here goes some bullshit that Trump has spilled over to the world now. You ain't got to have no experience. Now, I must say, though, most of the people that are running are elected politicians at some level. But Trump got it out there. You ain't got to have no experience. All you got to do is be a good marketer, and you can lead this nation. But you know, let's get back to Corey for a minute before we focus in on the two NFL teams and numbers that are running for president. You know, they say he got a boo now. What's old girl name?
What's her name? Dawson. Dawson.
Rosario or something?
Yeah, that's the congresswoman, right?
That's it.
Yeah, they're trying to be the new power couple, man. I tell everybody, I mean, first of all, now watch this show, Corey. Don't get mad at me about what I'm about to say, man. But I'm saying, because I'm in your corner, kid. But I thought he was gay. All the time. I did too.
I don't believe it.
Hey, Corey, I'm having a couple of laughs at your expense, but I have no doubt I'll be working on your campaign in Ohio. But I'm serious.
He's not going to small at me.
No, man. I was giving him high fives. Corey, you my man, you came through. And then watch this, though. It's so funny, I seen, just speaking of him dating, what is it, Katie Couric? I seen a little interview where she said her and Corey went on a blind date. They didn't hold hands. They didn't kiss. Somebody said, that ain't no date. That's just two fucking friends going out, man.
That's all that is.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
Hey, but let me tell you, though, and again, I support Corey. I do. And my reason, my view for Corey is I think that he ain't Obama. So we can stop looking for, you know, Obama. That's like looking for the next LeBron James. But we can stop looking for a next Obama, and we're going to be Obama-ish. So I think Corey will be Obama-ish with a little bit of Trump sprinkled in there. That's going to right some wrongs for some people that needed to be addressed. I think Corey's gonna be that black president that we need. Now, Obama, don't get me wrong. Usually, as a race of people, when we break into anything, whether it be, when I say break into, let me explain. I ain't talking about B&E. When we get introduced into anything, baseball, football, usually you get creme de la creme. On the first go round, you get to Jackie Robinson. You know what I'm saying? You get the creme de la creme. So you got the best. So right now, just stand by, because you're going to get just a little something different now.
Yeah,
we
because, you know,
because again, we understand the game.
What I look at is that whoever's in there, we have to hold them accountable. Because I mean, you hear Democrats come out and everybody's lining up to run against Trump, but once they get in the office, are they going to be held accountable? I mean, they call on us to help put them there, but then that's it. You don't hear nothing else about them. I mean, really, are they going to address everyone's cause or what? That's the one good thing I like about having that many run, because now you hear the voice from so many different ones, so it's not just going to be one with one idea. They should.
Well, now when you say so many run, do you know currently? I mean, right now at this exact moment, there are 30 candidates for president. And we'll actually say 29 because we got Hillary in there because we still think that at some point she's going to think the nation need her and come on back. But just hold on for a minute.
She's not going to do it.
Let me drop some names here for a minute. Biden, Holder, Kerry, Castro, Bennett, Booker, Brown, Casey, Delaney, Gillibrand, Harris, Klobuchar. I don't mean to mess your name up, Miss Lady, but that's what it came out right now. Merkley, Sanders, Warren, Swalwell, O'Rourke, Gabbard, Bullock, Inslee, Hickenlooper. That's a good presidential name. McLaughlin, Landry, Gilliam, Bloomberg, Biddings, Garcetti, Schultz, Ojeda, Ohio. All these folks right now are running, and you're right. That is a good mix. But let me ask you this though: out of them 30 people, who do you think is the strongest candidate we're going to have out there?
I think Biden is going to be the strongest.
I agree. Biden also.
He hasn't even tried to run yet. But I think Biden would be the only one that will be serious. And they will fight and will stand up against Trump toe to toe.
I totally agree.
I think
Elizabeth Warren is the one. That's the one because I think she's not easily in. She's not in debt to a lot of people, and she all her life she's been fighting for equal justice and tearing down some of these big companies that are too big to fail. That's what she's been about all her life. So she don't know anything else. And so I trust her that if she got into office, she would really do the things that she said. A couple of other ones, and even, I hate to say it, Cory Booker. Cory Booker on Wall Street side on a lot of issues.
Hold on one second. Now, I'll talk to you after the podcast. If this was an advertising firm, I'd be putting out, okay, listen, when we speak Cory Booker, happy thoughts. Okay? When we talk Cory Booker, happy thoughts, all right? No, but you know, like
and,
I said.
And see, I think that Biden is more qualified, and I think that none of the other opponents have his kind of qualifications, especially when it comes
that's
down
exactly,
to like global experience, like for foreign
that's
affairs,
exactly,
he's the most qualified,
that's exactly
and he's
my right.
Yeah, I really think he could hit the ground running. He would get right in office and pick right up and just and get right in there and make the most change and be more
yeah.
effective than any of the rest of them.
So
and
that's
he will be respected, and he will be respected
by the
Americans. He
will
exactly.
be able to get Biden's
by foreign dignitaries as well. And that's
what I mean by he has the most global experience.
Yes,
with,
he does.
In foreign affairs, absolutely.
Take a look at his
yes.
record. Let his record speak for him, and you'll see. Biden ain't Biden just because he was with Obama. Take a look
oh,
at
no,
his
no.
record, some of the things
Hold
that
on.
He signed for.
Oh, well, nobody's
yeah.
perfect. Elizabeth ain't perfect. She ain't perfect either.
Hey, let
I'm
me
not,
let my man.
You know what I mean? She's not perfect either.
Hey, hold on one second. Let me let my Singapore call and get his voice in there. Go ahead, brother. How you doing?
Yeah, Yes, dear brothers, sisters, we greet you from Singapore. And we love you. And before I make my comments, first of all, we have to say Happy New Year to all Iranian and Pakistani and Afghanistan and Turkish and Kurdish and almost 50 countries. They celebrate Nowruz, means the new day in 56 countries, plus the people of those countries are living worldwide as well. So we give them Happy Nowruz to worldwide from 56 countries. In 56 countries. And regarding, who is eligible, much better for the, to bring, against Trump. Yes, Joe Biden can do it. And there are several other candidates as well. But, it's going to be a messy mother of all, elections, I call it. As if there's going to be an election. So I'm not sure even if we will have election. But Nancy Pelosi did something good. She passed a resolution and said if Trump doesn't show his income tax return, his name will not be in any ballots in the United States. Go ahead, what do you think of that?
Yeah, they just passed a legislator that, again, Trump showed them, because all this time, everybody thought you had to show your taxes to be president. Trump showed them that's some bullshit. You don't have to do that, and he didn't do it. So they said, okay, we got some bullshit for you. There's a new legislator now. You must show your taxes to be your income tax returns to be on a ballot. That's the new legislation. So now they're thinking he got one or two issues here now. If he even wants to run again, and let me tell you something. If he is the president now without showing his taxes, get his ass out of office on the technicality of taxes or legislator that went into being after he's the president, good luck with that. Because it ain't going to happen.
Yes. I don't know. Kenny, I don't know if you also know that Nancy Pelosi, she's one of the House of Representatives that's also she does not want to go for impeachment right now with Trump. And I think that's pretty smart. She doesn't want to do that now because they want to focus all on that report coming out from the investigation they were doing, right, the Mueller report. Because what she wants to do, she wants to get enough information before she try to impeach him. Because if you try to impeach him now, he'll still be in the White House in 2020 while the impeachment process is going on. So I agree with a lot of things that she does too. I think a lot of the younger ones in the House, they want to go out for his neck right now. And I think if she's really taking control of that by slowing down the process. And hopefully, in the same time, allowing us to get somebody to run against him, to build up that momentum.
But you know what's so sad? I just said we got 30 damn candidates. This is where Trump mind fucks the world. Everybody, what the candidates are going to focus on is beating Trump instead of talking to the American people. Because, again, first of all, it don't matter. Now, don't get me wrong. I know Biden, if it's old Joe Biden like I know, he'll hold his own. And I know Beto will hold his own. And I know my man Corey gonna lead the pack. But if you don't have the kind of mentality, I mean, to get gutter, you can't even consider yourself a candidate. If you don't have the mentality that says, I'm going to hire a firm that's an anti-Trump campaign firm, you just handle that bullshit Trump gonna bring at us, and then another campaign firm to show the American people this is what I'm gonna do. What these candidates are gonna do is they're gonna get lost in that Donald Trump bullshit and not gonna get a chance to put their platform in front of people.
That's why.
But you also have to have. But you also have to have somebody that's bipartisanship also that can work good across that aisle. And Joe is good with that. He's good with that. He can do that well.
Listen, that's why you got to listen to what all of them are saying. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You got that many there. If you listen to what all of them are saying, and you got to take something from all of them because they all are saying something good, but there's only one of them that can actually put that forward. That's my point. That's why I think it's a good thing to have many of them with different ideas.
And again, though,
out there.
You got to be set to go and deal with this asshole they call 45. Because again, you're not gonna run a campaign on issues. That's not what's gonna happen here. So again, if Joe feel like getting dirty with him, now let me say this: I personally think Joe Biden is the best candidate right now. I just like Cory Booker more. So let me just go on record saying that.
Can I say something about Joe Biden? You know what they say? Because it was somehow it was. It was in the White House before or etc. He touched a girl, so now they say Joe Biden is a child molester.
You see what I'm saying?
From every Democrat you say they put Boto. He had some issues or marijuana or something. I mean, they try to knock down everybody in Democratic candidates. It's ridiculous.
When they're matching anybody's background against the current president's background, I think all the candidates can relax and know there is nothing I've done or there is nothing they can uncover from my past that match the shit of our current president. So I think when it comes to all the background checks, you know what I'm saying? So when it comes to all the background checks,
right,
I think everybody's
he
really
kind of bar. He set the bar. Come on.
So he put the bar in the mud, son.
I think what they really need to work on is that electoral vote stuff, because I still can't understand how you can win the popular vote and still lose the election.
That's
what they really need to work on.
That was started during the slavery times. That's what that was. That was set up just to keep blacks from voting. I mean, not blacks, I'm sorry. That was set up to keep a lot of the minorities, you know, during when they were allowed to vote, separate from voting. That's what that was for. That was rooted in racism. That whole electoral vote.
That's right.
It has nothing.
That's right.
It shouldn't even be put in right now. To be honest with you.
Absolutely, they should cancel it because for the sake of, I mean, in any other countries, it's the same thing. Whoever brings the highest bad person is won. And it's ridiculous in United States. We live in 21st century, and still we have to go through two filtration. I mean, one filtration is not enough, and then we have to go to another filtration, and then we don't know what happens inside there anyway. And then suddenly somebody comes out of the box. Yeah. No, we don't want that.
Well, let me tell you right now. Right now, Elizabeth Warren is campaigning or championing the cause of having the Electoral College vote thrown out because studies show that it's been over 30 years since a Republican actually won the popular vote and was elected. You know what I'm saying? So right now, Republicans are not winning popular votes, but the Electoral College is giving them presidencies anyway. And that's wrong, but you're right. That was only set up. That was a fail-safe. They said, now that they let these niggas vote, we got to have a plan in place just in case they all get organized and want to vote our ass out. Well, with the Electoral College,
that's the reason why those small elections are important also. A lot of people don't understand. And those small elections, you have, I mentioned this to Kenny, you actually have judges that are put on these in these positions. They're lifetime positions. So So can you imagine a judge is going to be appointed by Trump? He's going to be there for a lifetime. So some of these positions you have to be very careful with. And that's the reason why, if you notice what a lot of Democrats are trying to do now, they're trying to put things in place now so that it's already in the system. Like Nancy Pelosi, a lot of these new laws they're trying to put in now so that they're there. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey,
because
listen, I'm sorry. Let me cut in here for 1 minute because I got one more issue on my mind. We'll get back to 45 next week. I got one more issue on my mind I just got to speak about. What about these goddamn movie stars paying for their kids? Wait a minute, hold on. Paying for their kids to get put into colleges. And here go the messed up part. It appears that most of them don't even want to go.
Right, right.
Now, here's my question to you. Here's my question to the cast. We got about 7 minutes on this. Do you think, now again, it's wrong. I'm not even going to play no bullshit like it ain't wrong. It's wrong, but I got to tell you, based on how I grew up, it's one of those wrongs that I can be all right with. I'm just saying. And it's definitely not one of them damn wrongs that somebody needs to put $1 million up for bail. And it's super definitely not wrong enough that anybody should have to spend time in jail. Now, I had to get that out. I'm sorry I believe that. Now, so what's your feelings? If you had that kind of money, would you do that for your kids?
Yes, I would.
Thank you.
I would.
Anybody
I wouldn't
else?
Say nothing about it. Yes, I would.
See,
wouldn't even have to say.
See, we grew up together. But anybody
I
else?
I wouldn't even hesitate.
I mean, if I had that much amount of money, well, I would, hire the top instructor and professor to homeschool him or her.
Okay, I mean, again, but and in fact, me and Brother Messenger was talking offline about it, and for the parents that paid $500,000, $1 million for their kids to go to these Ivy League schools. I would just simply say, whoa, mom, dad, listen, just give me that money, and I'll be all right.
Hey.
I won't ask y'all for shit again. I won't. You give me $1 million, I'm 18 years old, give me $1 million, and even if you put it in a trust and just sprinkle it to me, $6,000 a month, I won't ask you for shit again. But I would like to say, you got a nice fucking life, man. If you can take $1 million just to pay to get your kid accepted, we ain't even talking tuition yet. So you got a nice life, man, and you ought to make better use of your damn time, man. But you're right. You could have gave them kids that money, or if it was that important to you, you're right. You could have had them tutored so that they actually earned their way into those schools. But I got to tell you, I ain't mad at them parents. I swear I ain't.
I'm not mad at them either. I mean, because I don't think first of all, that's been going on for years. Whether they've been donating to schools or somehow, that's how that works in that type of system. It just got out and people are finding out about it. That ain't nothing new. That's just something.
Right. I was gonna say, because they do that for Yale and Harvard and all them schools. I thought
they do that for all
schools. Like for who you know to get in them. I thought that's what I thought. That's how that worked.
That ain't nothing new.
Yes.
I would do that.
And let me tell you, for the black kids, you know they the buses. Now the whole story, because they want media sympathy now. Middle Tyrone was it was one too many students. So little Tyrone couldn't go there because this Hollywood model paid to have her kid there. I'm making light of that and trying to bring a little levity to that. But, yeah, that's messed up. It is. But I got to tell you, on a much smaller scale, and, again, because of the way I grew up, I say to you, that was wrong. But I can definitely get behind it because if I had that money, I would have. And what I mean by that, I'm talking – back in 1976, I'm going back a little bit. I remember we ran a scam. See, we passed the law of statute of limitation. We ran a scam in high school. You want your license? You go pay Bobby. He go take the written test for you. Came back with your permit. Anybody remember that? Am I the only one?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You make money doing that. You run down the DMV, go take somebody's written, get, what's your ID, go take their written test, come back, boom, you got your permit. That happened way more.
Technology wasn't like this. When technology was not sufficient like now, yes. They used to do that.
Yeah, so my only thing is they coming down on those parents. And again, what really makes it wrong is you got caught. Okay, so, but as far as, just think about this for a minute. I'm going to put it in a little bit of in perspective for you, excuse me. R. Kelly had a $100,000 bail because they lied and changed some paperwork, got some kids in school. I think the bail for some of them folks was $1 million.
I got one thing I want to say, Kenny. Think about this, though. How are the schools getting away with this? How are the schools acting like they didn't know this was going on? Come on now. Think about
because
that.
Again,
those schools are making money, too. You know why?
Thank
because
you.
when they get these celebrities' kids in there, that draws other people to bring their kids there. So everybody making money. Because if you knew that your kid was going to be sitting next to some celebrity actress's daughter or so much, you'd be dying to get your kid in that school. So that's some bullshit. Them schools know also. Well, ain't nobody saying nothing about that, though. You understand? It's all money keeps money. Let's not act like this don't happen. Only reason why those people got money because they hang around people with money and they do shit like this all day. Broke people don't have no money because they be hanging around other broke people. People who get money hang around people who do this shit and talk like this on a regular basis. This is real talk.
Yeah. But you're right, man. I got to say.
The schools are involved with it also. So I won't be happy until some school's in trouble because the schools knew this shit. They knew that girl was dumb as hell. She ain't even playing no sports. Let's stop this shit. They knew that. Like, one of them was supposed to be a star basketball player, and he was number 5'6". Come on now, how the hell? What's a scout? A scout go out and see all this shit, right? Come on now, let's stop this shit. Everybody know the schools are involved too, and that's the problem.
Can I say something quick, please, my friend? First of all, we all condemn the terrorist attack on New Zealand boat mass by a white supremacist that who loved Donald J. Trump indeed. So, I mean, this is crazy. I mean, but we don't let anybody divide us and conquer us. We stand united with all together in United States, and we would not let them by any means to bring civil war to us.
Well,
I agree.
But before I leave here for the last 2 minutes, I want to get back to that paying people to get in school. That's probably next week we'll go more in depth into that massacre that took place. But right now I want to finish off with, would you pay to have your kids get privilege in school?
Hell yeah.
That's what I say. I say yeah, too.
We didn't think nothing about it. If you in that system, what you do.
Well, listen, me personally, I said, why stop with admission? If I can get you admitted, to Harvard for 1.2 mil, hell, if I give you 5 mil, why don't you just mail me the degree and we just call it a wrap? I'm saying that to be funny, but I'll be willing to bet you somewhere walking around from Harvard, Princeton, these Ivy League schools, oh, I bet you there's some people that got degrees that never went there.
It's the same reason why these celebrities name their children these crazy-ass names, because they're never going to put their name on a job application. Think about it. They got money. Blue Ivy. Right, how do you write Blue Ivy on a damn job application? Because Blue Ivy never going to have to go nowhere. Think about it. When you got money like that, you don't think like normal shit. Come on now.
Hey, listen, folks. Let me get ready to bring the podcast to a close. As we get ready to wind down this Power Hour, again, I thank you for joining or hanging out with Hodge the Hodge on Blog Talk Radio, our premier podcast called The Attic. I will see you next Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, where we will try to have interesting topics to talk to you about. But as always, you probably don't see the way coming. You probably don't see it coming as we're going to bring it to you. Hey, crew, let's say good night, and we'll all get together next week. Good night from Cold
Fusion. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Stay safe in the rain. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, fam. Bye.
Good night.
Bye. Good night,
bye-bye.
Boy.
Good night.